The Africa Report.
From the continent with Sokusi Bia. Sokusi Bia is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Good morning, Soku. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Abungile, and to listeners.
Okay, Soku, it's Tuesday. Let's talk about Sudan. What's happening there?
Now, Sudan is a country that has been under economic sanctions for decades, and this is because of the treatment that it basically had with South Sudan and human rights issues. But things have taken a turn over the course of this year, where the U.S. basically lifted sanctions on the country. Now, many, you know, we always talk about what economic impact does it mean when you've been excluded from the international scene. And we want to look at how have people actually been surviving when they've got all the odds against them. In Sudan, you'll find, for example, people will have lived in other countries, so they know what's out there, what's happening globally. They do have internet restrictions, but they do know what's going on in the world. And they've had to survive and basically innovate because, you know, they always say that necessity is the mother of all inventions. So they've got cab-hailing apps, just like Uber, but it's not a multinational company that's now coming from outside and basically taking over the local scene. They've created their own apps, their own Starbucks, their own companies that basically give you the services that you would receive from a multinational, and they've done it themselves. Now that economic sanctions have been lifted, it obviously means that those multinational companies will come into the country and basically provide competition. But businesses, they are ready for it and are basically looking for other ways in terms of how they can also be competitive. And I think it's a lesson for many of different services. I think when you look at the situation that we have here in South Africa with regards to Uber and other businesses, you know, the minute you get competition, how do you survive when there's more people offering what you offer as well? And what they are now doing is that they are foreseeing that this is going to happen, and small businesses are actually now trying to come up with ways of how to survive when the multinationals come into Sudan. So, for example, their ride-hailing app has a complaints line right on it, you know, where you can basically report the driver for any misdemeanors real-time, and that can also be mitigated right there and then. So it also just provides that instant feedback, which some apps don't have here that we've got. As I said, they even they provide cheaper alternatives, and basically their apps are more adapted to the local scene, whereas some of the apps that we are using are internationals trying to impose their views on how the local scene would work. So I think that's a very good idea, and we hopefully see that it doesn't cause chaos as it has in other countries.
Certainly, we can only hope so. Sokusi Bia, always a pleasure chatting with you. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. To you listening.